Dress for a wide range of temperatures this fall to stay comfortable day and night. We're layering for the conditions next on Western Life Radio. Explore the universe from one of Utah's dark sky parks. With more than 14 state park destinations to choose from, your family can gaze at the Milky Way, watch the moonrise, or make a wish during a meteor shower. With the right telescope, you can find nearby planets, tour distant galaxies, or capture the heavens with your own deep space photography. Your adventure begins with a camping reservation and a clear view to the darkened skies. Launch your epic nighttime adventure at stateparks.utah.gov.
Don't let your next family outing end in tragedy. Don't drink and ride. Driving an OHV under the influence of alcohol is no different than driving your car under the influence of alcohol. Law enforcement officers will be out checking riders and operators of OHVs. You could end up seeing jail time, loss of driver's license, the same stiff penalties that apply to operating a car. This message is from the Utah Division of Parks and Recreation. Ride responsibly.
Dress for a wide range of temperatures for greater comfort. Duff Turner with Sportsman's Warehouse packs for the season.
I think it's great to have a layering system to wear something that's going to keep you warm in the morning, whether you carry it with you while you're hiking and then changing, putting on heavier layers once you get to where you're going, or at least having it with you in the pack, because you can always pack it back out after it gets warmer during the day. But the mornings and the evenings, especially this time of year in the high elevations, get mighty cold. And having a way to dry your clothes is important too. Otherwise, it just makes for a miserable hunt if you're wet all the time. I usually carry at least one lighter with me. I have a couple fire starter sticks that are like compacted sawdust mixed with wax that start up pretty easily. One good thing to have with you that people don't think about is one of those real small bottles of hand sanitizer, and that starts a fire pretty good because that's made with alcohol, and so it lights readily, even when it's wet outside. I take a couple knives with me when I go out hunting. I keep a couple of them in my pack. I usually have one in my pocket, one or two in my pocket, but it's always good to have a couple of them because going through the hide, especially on an elk, going through the hide and the hair can really dull a knife. If you have an extra one with you that's sharp, you can end up doing the skinning or the cutting that you need to do.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.